This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to wrap up a sermon in Romans chapter 7. Prior to getting started to that today, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We are in Romans chapter 11. We're wrapping up a famous look here in these three chapters of Romans, 9, 10, and 11, looking at Israel. And today we're going to look, in the last sermon we left off at here at church, we were looking at what happened to the nation of Israel. The Bible tells us that God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear down to this very day. But we read in Romans chapter 11 that is a temporary condition. It's not permanent. Now, here this weekend at Island, Sunday morning at 10:30, we're going to look at what happens for God to end the spirit of stupor and take it off the nation of Israel. There's going to be one huge cataclysmic event that's going to take place that's going to end that. That's what we're looking at Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you. Look for the podcast as well, uploaded on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find it up there Sunday afternoon. The sermon is entitled The Fullness of the Gentiles. Here today, we're in Romans chapter 7, the last part of this message. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Particularly in today's program, we're going to look at how to get the victory over the sin nature that still dwells on the inside of us. Last part of this message now, who will deliver me? Looking forward to seeing you perhaps Sunday morning at 10:30 right here all at Island Community Church. Stay tuned right here as always for WGOD Radio.
These are the true ways to cause him grief and to get even with the devil, is to extend mercy and grace and help someone, especially someone that can't afford to pay you back. Now let's wrap up this chapter. Verse 21, I find then a law, back to my New King James, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. All right, there's our evidence that Paul was a Christian when this happened. You see, he had an inner witness that delighted in the law of God. He had an inner witness that was in agreement with God. That's how we know he was a believer. People say, no, he wasn't a believer. That's people that say, if you sin, you're not saved. Paul was a believer when he was undergoing this suffering. He delighted in the law of God according to the inner man. He was born again. His spirit was made alive. He was a believer with these struggles. Verse 23 and the conflict. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And there's the conflict. And what do you know? Paul's just like you and I. He's no different. Paul found himself sinning after having become a believer, and it broke his heart. Like you and me. Am I the only one here, or has anyone in here ever committed the same sin twice after you repented of it once? How much joy does that bring you? We're in good company. But talking about it all we want is one thing. But how do we get the victory? Verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am. I wasn't there when he wrote this, but I bet you he was crying when he wrote it. How much you want to bet? Who would deliver me from the body of this death? Some translations say, who will deliver me from this body of death? Last week I talked a little bit about it. What some people think he might have meant by this. In Rome, under that culture, for those that had a death sentence, those that were condemned to die, they would strap a rotting corpse to you and tie it to your back. And it gets interlock your arms. And you had a rotting corpse tied to you. And you had to walk, and wherever you went, until this rotting corpse on your back infected you and you died. It was a horrible death, as I would imagine. And some people think that that's what he meant by this. Who will deliver me from this body of death? This dead body strapped to him. That's what sin is. It's like a dead body strapped to you. And it's eating and eating and eating away at you. Without a deliverer. Who will deliver me, he says. Now that corpse is called sin, we'll call it. And the Lord Jesus wants to take that dead body and corpse off of you if you call on his name to do that and receive him today. Verse 25, he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind, okay, notice, he's admitting this conflict is still going to go on. Even after becoming a believer, even after discovering this fight that's going on, even after getting the victory, he realizes there's still a problem here. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself will serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Like I said last week, you're going to have to serve somebody. It might be the devil, and it might be the Lord. But you're going to have to serve somebody here in this world. Even after the victory, the battle continues. Here you can either serve the law of sin with your flesh, or you can serve the law of God with your mind. Your renewed, transformed mind. All right, now starting next week, Paul proudly proclaims, chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So before we go, how do you win this? How can I win this as a believer? Let me show you how. Let me show you how you can win this. You see, you are a three-part being. Body, soul, and spirit. Your body, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Satan's pal. This is lost forever. You can never get this back. Now over here, 1 Corinthians 6:17, it says those that are believers are one spirit with the Lord. This man here is born again. He's in union with God. Your spirit man and God's Holy Spirit are in union, and you're sealed regardless of what you do. You are sealed until the day of redemption. There's no breaking that. There's no breaking that seal. No sin can break that seal. You were saved, called, before he made anything. He knows what you're going to do. It's not based on sin. It's based on his grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, the gift of God. All right. So you got to fight. You got over here, your flesh. Your flesh man, Satan's pal. Paul says, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Over here, you got your spirit man, sealed for the day of redemption. Perfect. Without sin. When you sin, you affect this one here. Not here. What do? The answer is, it's found here. The answer is to bully the sin that lives on the inside of you. That's the answer. How do you do that? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12 says this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your soul is your seat of emotions, your mind, your intellect, your will. Your soul can be swayed by what you do to it. Make the fight two against one. For you to win this victory, you have to team up your soul and your spirit man and bully the sin that's inside of you. You do that by meditating on this book. The renewing of your mind comes through reading the Word. Remember, the Word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. You team up your soul. Take in worship music. Read the Word of God. Walk with God. Meditate on Him. Colossians 3, it says, set your mind above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and you make this fight two against one, and you'll win this fight. And that's how you do it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.